This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we come to God's Word and just simply read a passage and say, Lord, what do you have to say to me today? It's a great way to start your day, to say, Lord, what do you have to say to me today? And to go on from there and say, Lord, how do you want to use me today? Lord, what do you want to do through me today? Let your life become focused on God in that relational way and just see what God does in your life. You will never be sorry you focused your life on God. Before you do, it makes you kind of nervous to think of God being at the center of your life instead of yourself. God being in control of your life instead of you. But those who make that choice never regret it. Never say, oh, I really got the short end of that deal. No. God always way outgives us. And the blessing of living for God is so great. You'll never know unless you try it. We're talking this week about getting up with God. A good topic for starting our day, right? We said, first of all, you need to wake up God's way and look for God's activity in your day. Don't just try to make it through your day, but see what you can get from your day, because it's God's day. Secondly, you need to stand up for what you know is right and for God's glory and honor. Thirdly, you need to look up to God as the source of your strength. And fourthly, you need to reach up, reach outside of yourself. Don't just expect from your day what you can do in it, but look for God to work in your day. And fifthly, in getting up with God, you need to lift up. Lift things up to God in prayer. In Philippians chapter 4, one of the great passages for our day, verse 6, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When you first read that first little phrase, be anxious for nothing, you think, well, yeah, sure, how can I do that? If I feel anxious, how can I not be anxious? But he goes on to say how. Be anxious for nothing, but rather, in everything, by prayer and supplication. That's how. By prayer and supplication. That is, by bringing the things that are making you anxious, bringing them to God in prayer, and leaving them there, packing them up and giving them to God, and not then unpacking and taking them back again, but saying, God, I trust you, and you know I can't handle this thing. That's why I feel so anxious, but I know that you can, and so I'm bringing it to you and asking you to get involved and do what's right. And make your requests known to him. Ask him to act in your life in a certain way, but trust him with the outcome. When you trust God and put it in his hands and say, I can't, but you can, then the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, guards your heart and your mind. Learn to lift up the issues of your life to God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.